Going on, everybody. This is Tyree, and welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. And it's Friday. We made it another week, y'all. And if you've been tuning into the podcast, I want to say thank you first and foremost for being here. And I want to say that of all the changes you're probably going through, it's hard, and no one may be telling you that you're doing a good job or that you're making a lot of headway with things. So allow me to share that with you. You know, if you're doing things out here and you're making your life a little bit more different than it was yesterday, congratulations to you. And definitely keep doing your thing. It's when we decide to be the best version of ourselves that we start to change the life and the world that we are in. And that's really what this is all about. If you want things to be different, then you have to do different. And if you have been doing different, sometimes the world don't see it that way. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know what you're thinking. They just don't see it the way that you do. I personally went through a change like that with myself, and my family has grown because of it. My relationship with my wife has become stronger than it's ever been. I feel a lot more fulfilled at work, the money I make, and then the plans that we make to have family time, vacation time, we pay our bills. That feels great. And I noticed that I could only do that by becoming a man rather than trying to be the man. I read a blog post. Not too long ago, and it was a woman's perspective on what a real man is versus a good man. And fellas, we're smarter than maybe we're given credit for, but I don't really see a difference between the two, a real man versus a good man. But as she explained it, she said that a real man is more of the macho type, you know, alpha type male who, you know, if she had to use celebrities, she used like Sylvester Stallone, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, you know, Paul Bettany, you know, Jason Statham, you know, those type of fellas. You guys, you know, if you know who they are, then you get where I'm coming from. And so she said, well, a good man, and the comparison she used was like guys like Tom Hanks, Paul Rudd, or John Cusack. More like beta-ish type guys. And that's kind of where she used. Now, these are, you know, her comparisons, not my own. And she said that a good, you know, a real man is, he tries to do everything, you know, whereas a good man, he finds his role in life. You know, he's at peace with himself, and he does things, and he likes to leave it at that. And he never steps on anyone's toes, and he doesn't hurt anybody's feelings, and he considers everybody. My personal take on that is that's what a good man does. That's, you know, all of that. A good man can take care of himself and take care of you. You know, a good man can tell you about yourself and tell you about himself. A real man can do the same thing. A real man will tell you when he's feeling great and when he's not feeling so great. A real man isn't going to tie up your day with crap and nonsense while he goes on and he doesn't take any time to consider your feelings or what you're going through. You know, so for me, a real man versus a good man, there's really no difference. However, I do differentiate between being a man versus being the man. And I think being the man, it feels great. It's empowering to a point, but it is pretty selfish, and it can drain those around you because they have to deal with you. But get into that another time. We're gonna take a break right now, and maybe do a little plug or something, and we'll be right back. So what empowers you? What makes you feel like the best version of yourself every day? And if you haven't been feeling like that, what's keeping you from it? Tune in here on Lock Pop Talks. Message me. and let's talk about some things. Let's find a way not only to help you, but to grow you as a person. This channel is built for men, husbands, and fathers. But if the ladies are listening, you guys are always welcome as well. Stay tuned. All right, we're back. Thank you guys for tuning in. So we're trying a different format with the podcast just to keep it real with you guys. So if you can, send me a message. Let me know what you think. Do you prefer the shorter segments or the format that I'm using now? Is that okay for now? And I can definitely, tailor it to the way that you guys like. So please, get back to me and let me know what's going on and let's grow this thing. So what? Getting back to what we were talking about, being a good man versus a real man, being a real man or being the man versus a man, was just a little topic that I was thinking about today and I wanted to share with you guys. I remember trying to be the man, and that was getting to know many different people, many different men, many different women. I wanted to play basketball. I played basketball a lot. I played hours a day. It was ridiculous. I was working on cars, I was cutting hair, I was making rap tracks and rap beats to sell, and I was doing so much. I was trying to be the man, and this all stems from me being a nerd and kind of a geek type in high school and in middle school. So that probably was my own personal issues, and then when I came into an adulthood, I started taking off with all those things, and it was fun at the time. But none of those things actually gave me any satisfaction. So in my pursuit of trying to be the man, I was not being a man. Like, at home, I was tired when I got home from trying to do keep up with all these activities. I was no good. I'd clean up, but I never take care of home, and I'd bring money home to pay the bills, but then we were so tired and frustrated with things that we were spending our money on junk food and entertainment. So we didn't even have money for bills. So needless to say, a lot of, disconnect bills and whatnot and overdue bills came to the house. And that happened in my early 20s, my 20s, probably to my late 20s. And it was just so draining, such a draining experience. So if that's you guys, if you're going through that, or maybe you've been through that and you understand it, I share that story with you so you guys, first of all, learn a little bit more about me and understand that if you're going through it, first of all, you're not alone. People have been going through this for years. And if you have come out of it, congratulations to you, because for me, it was a doozy. And it took me years, over a decade, to learn. So if you're on the other side of this thing, congratulations. Get in touch with me. Let me know how you did things for yourself. And we could share it with some of the listeners out there. But this is Friday, man. And no matter where you are in life, if you guys are listening, that means you are on your way to making great and amazing things happen. You are going to change the flow of the people that know you, how they speak to you. You're going to change the way that you earn your money, how you view yourself, how you walk, how you talk. You are well on your way, my friend. I'm so proud that you guys are here, and I'm so glad that I have you all as listeners. If you guys are interested, hit me up with a message. Just tell me about yourself. I definitely want to hear it, because I believe that where we are, we didn't get here by accident. You're not here by accident. My name is Tyree Wilson. This channel is called Lock Pop Talks. And I'll check you guys on Monday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.